It's time for Field Notes, brought to you by the Montana Natural History Center. Not long ago, I grabbed my boots, a small cooler, and a turkey baster from our kitchen. In just a few minutes, I had broken through the ice on the shore of the Bitterroot River, sucked up some water from under the rocks, and squirted it into the cooler. I moved on a bit and watched two muskrats while I listened to chickadees singing with the sounds of the river behind. This was natural history at its best, almost. It was about to get better. Eagerly, I returned home where my microscope was waiting to show me what minute life forms I had captured. The microscope is my favorite instrument. I was about to enter a world undetectable by the unaided eye and do some microscopic natural history, as it was called more than 150 years ago. I placed some of the water from my cooler into a small dish and set it on the stage of the microscope. I adjusted the lamp, looked into the eyepieces, and focused as I watched the microaquatic community come into view. And there, scurrying about in all directions, I saw many species of protozoa, tiny single-celled animals. Some of them had cilia on their outer surface, numerous tiny hair-like projections, which beat in waves to propel them through the water. Others were using bands of cilia around their mouths to create currents in the water to pull in tiny food particles. This was great! Suddenly, a stonefly nymph ran through my field of view, looking like a dinosaur compared to everything else I could see. I tracked the nymph down and watched it as it cleaned its antennae, while several ciliates glided over its abdomen searching for food. As the hour passed, I became part of this miniature world as I watched rotifers, mayfly nymphs, many beautiful species of algae, including diatoms and colonial spheres, midgefly larvae, mosquito pupae, and much, much more, all doing their thing. The compound microscope and the telescope were both invented nearly 400 years ago. Both use a field or object lens that produces an enlarged image of an object, which is then magnified again by a second lens system, the eyepiece. The telescope gathers much light and allows us to see relatively large objects that appear small to the unaided eye because they are far away. The microscope gathers little light, hence the need for a bright light source, and allows us to see very tiny objects that are only inches away. Telescopes in the form of binoculars have become standard operating equipment for naturalists. However, very few people own a microscope. But during the Victorian era in England, many, many people owned microscopes and used them during their leisure to explore the invisible world. These amateur microscopists formed clubs, published journals, went on field trips, and held soirees where finely dressed ladies and gentlemen would bring their microscopes and specimens and share with each other the smaller wonders of the world. Have you looked through a microscope lately? Today's Field Note was written by Tom Schwann. I'm Caroline Kurtz for Field Notes, brought to you by the Montana Natural History Center, providing natural history education for schools and the public throughout Montana. To learn more about upcoming events and programs at the center, call 327-0405 or visit us online at www.montananaturalist.org.